intimate group now.
We'll be able to learn together. As an accident took place in New York, two cars were totaled. And as the drivers came out of the car, one turns out to be a rabbi, the other turns out to be an Irish Catholic priest. And the galach is all shaken up, so the rav turns to the galach and he says, "Father, you look all shaken up. I have a bottle of good scotch in my trunk. Let me give you something to drink to calm your nerves." He pours him a l'chaim, he takes the drink. "Can I have another?" He gives him a second one, a third one. He says, "You Jews, you have some saying that you say when you take a drink. T'lait, l'chaim, t'lait, l'chaim." Well, the bottle's almost finished. He says, "You know, Rabbi, I feel so terrible. It's so improper of me. Why don't you help yourself to a drink as well? It's your bottle." Rabbi says, "Father, I'm going to wait till after the police arrive." A meister shaloya. You want to know how to generate excitement and brachas? You want to know how to make a bracha and create balus, which is what brachas does? According to Behete, if an individual is the balabayas, not only is he boitzeya tchila, he makes the bracha first. L'Hashem olitzim loya. And one certain interpretation. Magdalen of Gershon Shtemizatzal, the head of the Haredis, he sat at my table in Minneapolis and he said, but the Gemara says in brachas, L'Hashem olitzim loya, v'olitz nasan of ne'adam, a contradiction in Tehillim. The world belongs to man, all that's in it. The world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara explains, kan kaidem ha-bracha, kan ma'achabo. Before you recite a bracha, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After you recite a bracha, belongs to you. Look at the hatred. You can't be mechaved yena with a piece of cake until it belongs to you. And it doesn't belong to you until you make a bracha. Is that a chosh mishpat dikadin? It's a din in balas. You can't approach a piece of fruit and offer it to your friend or neighbor who's come to visit you, to your guest, unless you own it. And when do you own it? After you make a bracha. Before you make a bracha, it's not yours. It belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a chiddush of Ben Hayte. So every bracha you make, shav balas, peikeach ibrim, acknowledging that you have your eyesight, gives you now the ability to see depth, perception, peripheral vision, colors. You want to eat that piece of fruit? Before you touch the fruit, you have to acknowledge the Rabbeinu Shalom and a brother shavs balas. Now I can be nene from this world. Now I can take pleasure and benefit. Now it's mine. Now it's all it's nothing of the other. There's an old adage. You can lead a horse to the water, but you can't force him to make a brother. We had a Zaydazatzal. I greet my brother, even though he's in his yeshiva. He has his yeshiva in Muncie. I hope Bez Hashem get a chance to see him sometime today. I'm going to blaze some Khalif Shlita. We had a grandfather. His name was Avyanki Vlay Bergman Zatzal. He lived to 103. And my mother's was a Gesund Zayn, had him in her house together with my father, Bel Machayim, for nearly 20 years. So we grew up with the Zayd. And even after I got married, the Zayd was in the house. The Rebbetzin Bela once came to give the Zayd a lunch. So in his inimitable style, he says, "Vosidos, what is it?" So she said, "Achreis, lokshin, kachitori, pizza, whatever." He says, "Nein," in self-righteous indignation. "What's up, Vosimach?" He's 97 years old. He could care less what he's eating. He just wants to know, is it a timsa to say, "Bochat Hashem, Elikenu, Melech, Ha'olam, Boyamir, and Mezenus, Hashakal, Nebibala." Thus is that Vosimach. That's the tachlis of life. That's the tachlis of tefillah. We have it on backwards. We're convinced this is what we need, stuff. And this is where we are. And the course of doing business with God is making a bracha. It's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need a shidduch. I need panasa, gesund, security, safety. I turn to Kodesh both when I daven to. We have it on backwards. Right shoe's on the left foot, and left shoe, foot is on left shoe's on the right foot. Coat's on inside out. Because the tachlis of life is making a bracha. After 120 years, we'll see all that stuff that we needed and desired. It's only a catalyst to be able to make the bracha. And that the tachlis of life was the bracha. The tachlis of life was the tefillah. Ezri me'im Hashem o'yishishman. Rosa kanish ezri me'Hashem. Shulam alois esoy me'alohim ayayim v'yazri ezri me'Hashem. So it says ezri me'im Hashem. Because the real salvation is Me'im Hashem, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tefillah and brachas are the medium, are the vehicle to connect to Hashem. If you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shanei ga'olfa, you're already saved, you're already successful, you can retire for the day. So first and foremost, to be able to understand how to turn it to bracha gishmak, you have to make it gishmak. You have to understand what the bracha is all about. Now, most of Gelbazol, the Zunzan, who arranged this as an inauguration, that's one of the reasons why I'm here. It's the first official Hakel event in Muncie. It's after Bishmai and many, many more. Is the Rav of the Shul here? No? Yes? Okay. I wanted to greet him and wish him Mazel Tov on his Nayar Shtela, so those who daven here will let him know that I greeted him. That's Lacha. Malam and Ateva Bez Hashem. Continue to shine this wonderful kehillah. Fond memories, my good friend Agen Ram Chaim Foish. Shlichter was the Rav here for so many years. Tudav Gval de Zachem, Siyat Shmai, and I, Rav, should be Mamshech and his Derech to continue growing the community. Kamas of the Echos, Pegeshim of the Rav. So the Mom of Gelba told me that I'm here to shtick a lump of Shaila. So aside from just his owners, they want a bit of lumpus. So to be able to this long list, we'll talk about Birchas HaTorah for a bit, and then we'll talk about the Bracha Sha'asali called Sarki. The Gemara in Brachas has a four-way machlokes as to when you make a Bracha of Birchas HaTorah. The Ramban says Birchas HaTorah is a Bracha of Shvach Vahidah, Mitzvah Tezvah, B'sitoy Tehah Se'elim. For the act of giving us the Torah, not for becoming a Torah persona, but for the act of giving the Torah, we give Shvach Vayikra. And he goes on to say the same way there's a bracha, Yachalta v'savota v'rachta, after you eat, there's a bracha mitzvah deraisa prior to learning. Superficial level. Same way you have spiritual sustenance, you have physical sustenance. After you eat, you make a bracha. Before you learn, you make a bracha. And it's interesting because Ra'a Allah is concerned with Ra'a Allah, what you eat, how long it takes you to consume that food, could they equal the time it takes you to digest it? It has to have the prerequisite of a savata. Lacking the savata, you don't make a Birkas Hamas, whatever the halachas of the savata is. But for Birkas HaTorah, Kishem HaShem Ekra, V'gadol Elokeinu, you're about to mention Hashem's name, learn Torah, you make a bracha, where's the savata? The vice to choice, every word of Torah is the savata. When the Goyen says, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, he says the Goyen, that it's going on every word of Torah. Every word of Torah that you learn is as if you performed and fulfilled and observed 613 mitzvahs. That's what it's going to be Savata. Kishem Hashem Echav HaGoyen Elokein. Like the Rambam says, Hamash Kim Likra, you're going to go learn Machan HaBlach HaBlach HaSatayah. The Rambam says the same way that Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah from the mitzvah of Achilas called Pesach. That there's a mitzvah of Arami Oyved Avi reciting the litany of the Bikurim and bringing the Bikurim, they're two independent mitzvahs. Birchas HaTorah is an independent mitzvah. Some mitzvahs haste Limud HaTorah, some mitzvahs haste Birchas HaTorah. And they're not connected. They're two separate mitzvahs, say that nice. According to the Rambam, one of the 613 mitzvahs is to recite the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, giving Shvach Vayigat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'sitoy Torah Se'elenu, the act of giving us the Torah. The Megillat Esther was a commentary on the Rambam. Wonders why the Rambam doesn't mention this as a mitzvah. Maybe it's a smachta b'yalma. But he says, L'chara, Divrei HaRab Tzadikim in this place, the Ramban is correct. So what Taka is the Pshat according to the Rambam? What is Birchas HaTorah? So there's a Goyin. Shulchan Aruch Siman Mem Zayin, the Goyin is Bir HaGro, Ois Yudches. And the Goyin has a problem with the Ogur, because the Ogur says that the Noshim Sidkaniyas can't see through the curtain, but the Noshim Sidkaniyas, they make a bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Asks the Goyin, V'tzivach Kro, Mishinam Kamuvanach, there's an obligation for men, not for women. How could they use the bracha of Asher Kitchon of Itzos of Itzivano? That's the kash of the Goyin and the Yogur. So the Goyin is Masbury, explains that the same way Shitas of Enotam, doesn't bring it down, but that's the Shita of Enotam, to make a bracha, women make a bracha, on Itzos Shazman Grom, even though they're not Mukhoyavos, pick up a little of an Esri, make a bracha on Natilas Lula, and obligated to do so. According to Rabbi Natan, you make a bracha on Zman Groma. So to over here, you make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah. So the Goyim is telling you that Birchas HaTorah is the Birchas HaMitzvah. Same way you take a piece of matzah, you get shown the treasure to run on Natilas Matzah, you take a lulav on Natilas Lula, any bracha that you recite prior to a mitzvah, it's called Birchas HaMitzvah. Takana midarabana to make this bracha. The Vayishlechayis, that's the sheet of the Rambam. That is machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam and the Goyim, what Birchas HaTorah is. According to the Ramban, it's Birchas Shvach Vahido, B'sitit Tevas Eleinu, like Birchas Hamaz and Atzi. And according to the Goyim and the Rambam, it's Birchas HaMitzvah. So Gemara Brachas and Abiral from the base brings a four machlokes on what you recite Birchas HaTorah. Different men the Yomim. Mikra, Mishnah, Medrash. Rava says, Ah, le Talmud Tzarech Levar. Zok Rashi. Shehu Ikar HaTorah, Shemen HaRoya, he said, of course you make a bracha Birchas HaTorah. Because of the fact, when you learn Gemara, that's Ikar HaTorah. In the Kaim Talmud Tzarech. But then Yoyna has a different girsa. He doesn't have it as Rava, but he has it Rav Huna as saying after Gemara, after Talmud Tzarech Levarach. That's the use of the Rit. And the Bnei Yehuda gives a completely different shot. He says, you know why according to Rav Huna you make a Bracha on Gemara? It's because it's Mefarish Ikri Epsukim. There's in every couple of black Gemara you have a couple of Psukim brought down. Ayin Mishpat, Nen Mitzvah, you see the little circle, it's a Pasuk. That's why you make a Bracha. Kash is incredible. Why does the Rabbeinu Yehuda go off the charts and stop with a new pshat? Why doesn't it like Rashi? Ikra HaTorah min HaRoi, let's see. Why should you make a bracha of Birchas HaTorah on Gemara only because it contains Pesukim? Teresh Vapes, this Shin Torah. Teresh Vapes, you're not Mekayim Talmud Torah. You're not Mekayim Yishinantam. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvahs. Make a bracha because it's Torah. Like Rashi says, Ikra HaTorah min HaRoi, this is because it's Mekayim. It's Mefarish of Pesukim. Gemara and Shabbos in the Pesach and the Alasi, it's after the Pesach of Or. Claudius talks to them underneath the mountain, impossible to stand underneath the mountains, up to Gemara, Malama, Chikov, Alem, Arsi, Yigis. Because Bob lifted up the mountain like an overturned vat, and he said, Im Tikka Blame, if you keep the Tehram, we'll talk, things are great, if not, Malam, Shom, take for us, and you're going to be better. Omar Rava, some say, Omar Rava, Mikam, Gorava, Lareis. You have a claim, you have a Taina, says Rashi, Mezmin, Ludin. If individuals are going to be brought to the heavenly tribunal, why didn't you keep Shabbos? That was forced. Why did you speak Lashon Hara? It was against my will. Why did you wish Shabbos? Kofalim harkigis. So the Gemara continues, in the days of Ahasuerus, Kimu v'kibul ha'Yehuda, Kimu v'shekibul kfar, and Klal Yisrael re-accepted joyfully and gladly with the Torah. Avotayshus like the kasha, what's with Nasa v'nishma? Why should they have to be coerced into receiving the Torah if it's Nasa v'nishma? So Tosfos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to give the Torah with the Yesh HaGedolah. It's incredible fire, pyrotechnics. And Klal Yisrael would get scared, which they did get scared, and they jumped back so many miles. The Kadosh Baruch Hu felt it would be sin, they would change their minds, they would return the Kabbalah Satayla. It's Kofal Yom HaGedolah. My brother, Shmubir Bam Agav Ocha, Zatzal Yisrael, Gavala Gakasha. So give Torah on Yesh. For 1,000 years, the Jewish people should keep the Torah under duress. For 1,000 years, they have an excuse the Kama Garaba the Raisa were forced to give him the Torah, all because of the fire gives Torah Onesh. But Rav Shmuel goes, no, Torah Onesh is Mishkan Torah. I said, if you don't know the fire of Torah, if you don't realize what Torah is, if the medium, the vehicle of Torah is delivered, is not incredible, is not awesome, you didn't know what Torah is. Now, more God used to be awesome. The Torah is awesome. Now, Coke is one awesome calorie. We have like a pollution of words today. But awesome, I'm all meant awesome. The Torah is awesome. So to enable Klal to realize the Torah, what it means to get together on Memorial Day, raise the flag, and learn for a couple hours. What does it mean to go to a Seder? What does it mean to learn what a Yishma, the God of Yishma? How to come with Eish. Torah is Eish. But that's the Teretz of Tosfos. Medrash Tanchuma is another Teretz. Medrash Tanchuma says in Parsha Asnayach that the only Torah that was received b'oif v'nasa v'nishma was Torah Shebichtav. It's simple, it's finite, it's defined. The Torah Shebalpeh, with all dikdukel v'chum reisel, the protosel, all the klolim and the proto, the intricacy, the difficulty. The only ones who learn is Teresh of Alpeh, those that love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're learning Gemara, you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're living at Sites, you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Ezek Medrash Shantel. So the male of the Teresh of Alpeh, it was Kafaleh Ma'akidus. Teresh of Iksav, Nasa Benishma. Teresh of five books of Moses, the Pentateuch, no big deal, right? King James Bible. But Kripharan and Teresh of Alpeh, with Anashim, with Aksais, with the Nasidus. What is Shav Shmaitza? What do you say? That's a really difficult thing. That's Kafaleh Ma'akidus. I want to finish our kasha on the Ben Yoina with the following yisod. It's the yisod of the Elio Rab. See, there's a contradiction in halacha. If you force a person to eat food, he doesn't recite Birchas Hamazon afterwards. If you force a person to eat matzah, he's yoitzah in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Now matzah needs an achila. According to the Rush, the whole reason why you have to eat a kezayis of mov is only because of the bracha. So you show him the Torah says, "Zivon al-achilas mov, sepodot zachan achila." And achila is a kezayis. Without that, you wouldn't even need a kezayis of mov, as man said. So why do you need a kezayis of mov? Because of the bracha. A bracha necessitates a kezayis. But you have to eat it. You can't eat it intravenously. It has to be derech achila. So why is it that when you force a person to eat food, it doesn't recite brachas hamazon? But when you force a person to eat matzah, you're considered achil. Is it achil? Is it not achil? Is forcing considered eating or not eating? If it's eating, we say brachas hamazon. If it's not eating, then how can you be a achil of matzah? Well, the Rabbi gives two tirutz. Second tirutz is as follows. When it comes to being used in the mitzvah of matzah, of course you ate, you chew, you swallow. When it comes to being force-fed, even though B'cheikh is nana, you have caloric content, and you're going to live another day. But it was given to you under duress. You were forced fed. And something you were forced to do, you can't give shlach v'ido. That's what he said. Birchas HaMozen is shlach v'ido. Birchas HaMozen is thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the food that I ate. But if I was forced to eat it, I don't give shlach v'ido. But I say, hold this is the pshat in Rabbi Yoyim. The Torah was given under duress, the Torah Shabbat Peh. Kof Alem HaKadidus. And remember the Ramban. We don't make a bracha because of the Torah, but because of the act of the sinas haTorah. To quote the Ramban, "Besitoi Torah Seyelenu," the act of giving us the Torah, and that act was b'kfir. That act was forced against our will. It was coercion. And even though kibul v'kibla Yehudim today, we do it gladly and joyfully. But the act of giving the Torah, when it was forced down our throats, it was with coercion. And on an act that you are coerced into doing, you can't give shachrida. And maybe that's the connection that I'm buying between Birchas HaMozen and Birchas HaTzah. Mamish to telegraph, it's a shtickle. But the same with Birchas HaMozen is Shvach Vaido. And to give Shvach Vaido, you have to do it gladly and joyfully. Birchas HaTzah can only be recited on Torah Shabbat, because that was done by the Nasa Venishna. The Torah Shabbat was coupled in Hakadidis. Zot Rabbein Yoyna, that according to Ravuna, or Rava, or Rabbi Lezer, the one, the gifts that you have there, the only reason why you make a bracha Birchas HaTorah after Talmud Torah Levarech is because it's Mefarash Shikrei Psukim. Because you need to give Shach V'Hidor, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, like the Ramban, And Shach Vaidah is only on something that which you give him gladly and joyfully. If somebody who will force him to receive it, he can't give Shach Vaidah. Mashenken Rashi Zot V'the Rambam V'the Goyim. That Birchas HaTorah is not Shach Vaidah. Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaMitzvah. She makan Mitzvah Tam HaTorah with Gemara. Zot Rashi, Zikra HaTorah, Shemin HaHeroyetz. So we have it all tied up in a nice beautiful package. And the Rambam, L'shitosai, in Elchus Tefillah says, Hamashkin Baboike, we get up in the morning to learn Torah, Bein Shikara B'Torah Shibiksav, Bein Shikara B'Torah Shibakim. Why does someone like the Gemara? If he learns Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah, Talmud, that's enough for the Gemara. Because the Rambam wants to emphasize this as Birchas HaTorah, as Birchas HaMitzvah. And you can Talmud Torah with Gemara, you can't Talmud Torah with Shibiksav, and come up there. So merely make a bracha, whether you learn Torah Shibiksav or Torah Shibakim. So we have the Rambam, we have the Ramban. Now we have the Lavush Shabchetz. Bush says in Simonim Zion, you know what Birchas HaTorah is? It's a Birchas HaNenim. Torah is so gishmak that you gotta make a bracha. You can't eat a steak without making a bracha. You can't be the end of the world without a bracha. Lashem Otsam Leif. You want to shove balance in that steak, in that piece of fruit, you make a bracha. You want to be men and shove balance in the Gemara, you have to make a bracha. He learned it's mamish of Birchas HaNenim. The same way you make a bracha on some food, you make a bracha on Torah. That's how enjoyable Torah is. Which brings us to the next part of the program. Shabbat HaBonu Mikol HaAmim, Nosan Lono Esei Losan. Ata V'chachonu Mikol HaAmim, Haftai Son of Ratzi Sevon. We chose the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we didn't choose us. He went to all the Umay Sa'ilu and asked them if they wanted Torah, and they all said no. Various exceptions to the rule. Came to Kalmsul and asked the Nishma. So what's that is? Asher Boch Abonu Mikol Amin. It's not Boch Abonu Mikol Amin. We chose the Rabbi Nishma. So Rabbi Yonis and I, the ship says Pshat. Brings down the famous Gemara of Ein Mazal Yisrael. What's meant Ein Mazal Yisrael? It says in Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav, Avram Avinu saw Bitzav Nusay. He saw in the astrological signs, zodiac signs, She'ein hu moilid, not going to have any children. Kichom azolis misnagdim loylokim zel. The world was against him, nature was against him, the doctors were against him. Everybody said, Avram is not going to have any children. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu higbiyoy me'al ha-mazim. He lifted him above the mazim. Ulefikach nolad b'nei Yitzchak. Says the Yonis and Ibishitz, if that's the case, Kol kiyumay shel am Yisrael me'al ha-mazim hu. Afikach yichayel me'im lishma tera mitzvahs. He says like this, someone who has a mazel, if Yishmael has a mazel, they can't keep the Torah. Because their mazel is a teganovim. And that happens a gana. That's in the face. He's a para of them, he's a gana. Then Yishmael a gana. So what do you want from them? Well, they signal. Of course they have a pure conscience. But their mazel is that they gotta steal. Yishmael has to steal. Edom and the Nazis have to kill. It's within the purview of their mazel. Every nation has a mazel, but Klal Yisrael is Be'al mazel, a mazel of Yisrael. We can do anything, anytime, anywhere, because we have no mazel. And if you're listening to Shabbos, it says if you don't keep the Torah, we don't exist. Because it's like Yitzhak, Avram, Kaidam HaMazel. According to the laws of nature, we don't have a place in this world. So Torah is not just a nice thing, but it validates our existence. And when you make a bracha, Hashem Baruch Abonu Mikol HaAmim V'Nosan Lono Esei Losan, the kavana is with Torah I'm alive. Without Torah we don't exist. Hashem Baruch Abonu Mikol HaAmim, we can keep Kol HaTorah Kula because Ein Mazal Yisrael. We're above and beyond any type of nature, nurture, nature. Wherever we grow up, it makes no difference. Ein Mazal Yisrael. That's an incredible pshat. Hashem Baruch Abonu Mikol HaAmim. He did select us. And that's how we were able to keep the Torah. And that's how we weren't any exception. And that's how we didn't say but. And in the bracha of Berachas HaTorah, the Harav Nashem Lekinus of Esed Oso, Yesed Kodesh Baruch Hu, to sweeten our palate, to make our mouth sweet to enjoy the Torah. The question is that Torah is in Sukkim, Midrash, and Leif is Sukkim. It's automatically Gishmak. Which Sais is not Gishmak? Which Sais is not Gishmak? Which Pasuk Chumash is not Gishmak? Everything is Gishmak. It's in Sukkim, Midrash, and Leif is Sukkim. So why do you have to ask a bracha for the Haravna? What's the pshat with this? If you've got a sour mouth, a bitter taste in your mouth, the gal, you can have the sweetest food in the world. It tastes sour. It tastes bitter. If your mouth is sour and bitter with lush and hard for the night before, you wake up in the morning and you say, sweeten my palate. I got a dirty mouth. I brush, I floss, but my mouth is still dirty. Sweeten my mouth, that's the Torah, is sweetening. That's the bracha of the harvah. Morav Shteimah Shlita says, if a person doesn't have a gishmak in learning, spend 30 seconds in the morning when you're reciting Berachas HaTorah, entreating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pouring out your heart, the Haravna, make it gishmak, make it gishmak, make it gishmak. What we're saying is make yourself gishmak. Why is it that people can pour out their hearts and souls and feel them, they're not answered? It's Amor. Amor and Amel, even under Zeit, under President, Gerson, President Bush. When Del President Bush, Taka went to Arlington Cemetery when it was necessary to honor Memorial Day. If I guess in Marlon, that's just getting together with your family, having a barbecue in Chicago. It's about doing something for the veterans and for honoring their memory. And that's the higher way it's all about. I know that I just drove here in the George Washington Bridge and I speak flag. I mean, somehow it has something to do with the veterans. It's not just a barbecue with the place in Chicago with your friends. But it's not for me to talk about anyway. But President Bush, he was a cattleman. Lived in Texas, he enjoyed a good piece of meat. Let's say one of the fellows here in the Shia years ago had a definitive plan how to deal with the Middle East crisis. Shia, the president wants to meet you. He comes to your house, you gotta make a mistake, everybody's so sad. And the president sits down, and he doesn't touch the meat. And you think maybe there's a problem with Ashdocha, you have 17 Ashdochas on it, he's not interested in touching the meat. So the presidential advisor whispers to the president, comes over to you and he says, the shtuch is fine. Look at the plate. The plate is dirty. There's grunge on the plate. There's a new form of penicillin that you're growing on that plate. The president's not going to eat from that kind of plate. Isn't going to eat if the tzalachat's dirty. If you got a dirty mouth, you said foul language, you insulted people, you spoke Lashon Hara, you hurt your wife's feelings, now you want to avenge them to listen to your tefillos, they should make it in a stock market, a landing account. Because the moil is in it, man. The moil is in it. The talach, it has to be clean. The president doesn't touch the ribeye if it's on a dirty plate. The rabbi Shalom, it's very hard for him to touch the plate. Touch the meat, touch the offering, touch the carbon, touch the tefillah. That's all inclusive in the heart of Nashon Elikeinu, in the Saras HaLefinu, Aziz and Moyo, cleanse our palates. Now we're so over time, I don't even know when I'm supposed to stop, so I'll say one more shtickle, and then hopefully I'm within the purview of the time I'm supposed to speak. I have no clue what it is, but Morty Galber's in New York, so you're all safe. Okay. And he would generally go like, you know, keep on going. Fine. There's another bracha I want to talk about. And that bracha is She'osoli kol tzarki. And again, my point today is not to give over the definitive plan and how to encourage you and inspire to recite a Gishmak bracha. It's to show how beautiful the brachas are and how much meaning there is in the brachas. And how Yiddishkeit is dependent on these brachas. So that memela, you realize the godness of the bracha. Not making a bracha to eat, but eating to make a bracha. And that was the Zeder. He ate to make a bracha. The food was a hechatim to make a bracha. I remember when I was in Einay, my father was Shangadach, probably one of the longest times of anybody being in Einay. He's Nifter in Iowa City, Iowa, and Erev Shabbos, and just my mother, I flew out there and I was with my mother, and then we went to Chicago, and then Levi was in the Middle Yeshiva, and then my brother joined us there, and then we went to Eretz Yisrael. I was in Einan for 4 days. The hardest part of being an oinei, and I was mamish misasik, was the orange. It wasn't pshat like, you know, under zachas. It was the orange all the time. So it's part of the namitzis. You should have a note from him. If you're an oinei, you don't make a bracha. The hardest part of making a bracha was making a bracha. Every time I picked up something to eat, half the bracha was out of my mouth already. I said to myself, this is a bracha. It's a joke. It's so habitual. It's so ritual. It's so part of my nature. I might think what I'm doing. You want to hear a bracha? Listen to a first grader make a bracha. He identifies the food. And then he audibly articulates every word. Baruch, Tov, Hashem, Kein, Melech, Elam. It's beautiful. But we're experts at making brachas. We can make 9 brachas in under 30 seconds. That means we're eating 9 different things. It's like unbelievable. And that to me was very depressing on a personal note, because my bracha obviously wasn't a bracha. How do you get out of that? You gotta start focusing. I remember Rabbi spoke about kafana, Pirush HaMilas. You gotta focus on the godless of every bracha. So for a few minutes, we're gonna talk about this bracha of Hanisei, of Shoshali Kotsa. It's really the Shalah HaKadosh Shishtikol, sort of elaborated on by Meir Rebbe of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. The Gemara says in Masechet Brachos Daf Samach Amud Beis, Sayim Misane Leimi Boch Shosli Kol Tzom. In time of the Gemara, Berachos HaShachar recited as you fulfill whatever action you were doing. Amechem Mitzad Agobi, you stepped out, you made a bracha, Amechem Mitzad Agobi, you open your eyes, forget Chivrim, you straighten your back, Zekin Kefuvim, put on your tefillin, either your shawl or sephora, or your hat. When you put on your shoes, you made the bracha Shosli Kol Tzom. L'chayra, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Tesam and Aleph, says, Om Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Lo'olam Yimka Odom Kairiz Beisai, V'yikach Min Olam L'Raglov. The Rashbam Tzachim says, Yimka Odom Kol Mashi Yeishloi, V'yikach Min Olam L'Raglov. The Gemara says, shoes are bare bones minimum. We were kids, we had an Irish maid that used to clean the house, and she used to say, put your shoes on loosely, don't you know you're in the city. You can't go into a store without shoes, no shoes, no service. Remember those signs when we were kids? Shoes is a basic sign of civility, of being a civilized human being. It's bare bones minimum. The Gemara says, sell the support beam of your roof to buy a pair of shoes. According to the Gemara of the Rashbam, where he learns the Gemara, sell everything you have to have a pair of shoes. The Gemara talks about a Tana who was really guilty, he didn't have a pair of shoes. So how can make a bracha she'asa li kol tzarki, when at the end of the day, it's not everything? It's just a starting point. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Master of the Universe, She'asa Li Kol Tzarki, providing us with every need, with shoes. Without shoes, you're not a mensch, you're not a human being. So the Shema HaKadosh explains like this. There are 4 types of creations. Daimim Tzedmeach Chaim Adavim. Daimim is an inanimate object, like a rock, earth. Tzedmeach is something that grows, like grass. Chai is an animal that has life. And a madaber is a human being has the ability to communicate. Dr. Shalom, the earth is subservient to the grass that grows from the earth. It promotes the growth of the earth. Hence, it is subservient. The earth has dominion over the grass. And an animal that grazes on the grass has shlita and dominion over the earth and over the grass. And a human being that shechts an animal, cures its hide, puts on the shoes and walks the earth, has dominion over the whole world. The earth, the grass, and the animals are subservient to him. When a person puts on shoes, he's controlling the world. When he steps the earth with those shoes, when he walks the earth, he's shilling the roila. That's just what cuts up. My every need is created by Kodesh Baruch Hu. I have the potential to rule the world. You know, you got children that when you wake up in the morning, you wake them up. You know, I'm so slanty, so wake up with children. Stay with my kids. Wake up, king. Your world is ready for you to rule. You're a prince, and your world awaits you. Your reign awaits you. What do we say? Get up, you're going to be late again, you grow up to be a bum, you're going to miss the carpool, I'm going to have to drive you. And these are like the transition times, right? The kid's coming out of 1/60th of Misa. That's what the Gemara says. Sheen is 1/60th of Misa. And we'll wake him up. But it's like a shmak, a shrai rai. Wake up your child and you say, your world is ready for you to rule. Put on your shoes. Walk the earth. Shasali kol tzarki. Gainus is first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets Moshe Rabbeinu, we realize in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does Hashem say? Shal malchum el reglecha, take off your shoes! Because in the mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't display dominion. Who are you holding shlita over? It's not your world anymore, you're in my world! Jewish nation is in a unique juxtaposition. Shkaya gadol ad l'ma'ayim. If you want to become the Gabbai and Marshall, that's very, very good. Although they do say that we have the best flat conditioning for any shul. Anyway, the point is that in the Mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't display dominion. Mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's time to, when we're supposed to finish, I can't now. Or maybe you want me to finish right now. I'll go bonnet, that's one of the cell phones go off. I'll go bonnet, which one's calling the other bell. By the way, we have the rule about cell phones, that if your cell phone goes off, has to look a zippy nigga. You know what I'm trying to say? Like Paco Bell, Beethoven's ninth, fifth, ninth is a personal favorite, Ode to Joy. But that's something old, man. Something's going to go off. Point to Shishura is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're the master of the world. But in my mechitzas, you take off your shoes. Shal malachom el regoch. Because the land you're standing on is Admas Kodesh. In the mechitzas of Hashem, we don't show dominion. That's the juxtaposition. That's the unique place we're in. The entire world is under our feet, and we're subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What an incredible bracha! We're acknowledging that. It's Baruch, Atah, Hashem. We're talking to Him personally, not in third party, but Hashem, you, Atah, you, Elokeinu, Melech Olam, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. You created this world for me. You created this position for me. But I realized even as I put on my shoes, when I walk on your holy terrain, I take off my shoes. I don't display dominion in your place. That's why my Rebbe is considered Kayim does the Avodah, the Beis Hamikdash takes off his shoe. Shem Zalman says that's the only of Chalitza's Hanah. Lachim Shein Lachim. You couldn't control yourself? You couldn't do it Lishma? You couldn't complete the levirate marriage Lishma? You lost your opportunity. You're not a gavra. You're not in control. It's again the shoes. Spit on the shoes. Take off your shoe. That's why I'm Tisha B'Av. Take off your shoes. Leather shoes. Because you're humbling yourself. You're lowering yourself. That's why I'm in Kippur, Shepechaim, Mason, Sukkim, Lafon, Hadi, where leather shoes. Take off those shoes. That's Yiddishkeit. In a nutshell. Sha'asali kol tzarki. Agav, you know, we're talking about covenant. When you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say, Baruch HaTon Hashem. You talk to your Rav, your Rebbe, your Rosh Hashiva, you're all... No, you're a third party. They say a story about a little boy, not a little boy, it was a bachel, came to yeshiva, and he goes up to Rosh Hashiva and he says, do you know what's for lunch? So Rosh Hashiva says, educating him. In our yeshiva, we speak to the Rosh Hashiva in the third person. Oh. Mendy wants to know, do you know what's for lunch? I'm told that Mendy today is himself a Rosh Hashiva, but what a wonderful relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brachas, we can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata. But then, maintaining that relationship, he's our Melech, he's our King. We're completely dependent on him. Like David HaMelech says, Kigmul Aleima, like the Maral explains, you know what Avodah is? Avodah is not labor intensive, it's a servant, a slave, dependent on the master. That's the whole yisayid of Avodah Hashem. That's the whole yisayid of Tefillah, that's the whole yisayid of Brachas. Shibach Abonu Mikol Amim Bormi Al Hamazah. Shalom HaKadosh says, he tabulated how much silver and gold was necessary for the Mishkan. There wasn't enough in the reserves of Klal Yisrael. They gave what they could give, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashlim it. Some of the Rishonim say, how can we give all the mitzvahs? There's not enough resources. We need more job, the Rebbeinu Hashem is going to help us. Especially now in the time of economic crisis, and people are hurting all over the world, especially in our camp, Klal Yisrael. Now is the time more than ever to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with heartfelt brachas. A brachas of Haidah. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'site terase aleinu. You know, we have a fellow in Minneapolis, his name is Blazer Weinberg, Mr. Henry Weinberg. He suffered a series of strokes and he has 14 diseases. His mamash, he was the finest man in the world. He used to say, when people talk about the cup being half empty or half full, the cup is full. It's just in a larger container. Let me explain what that means. It's not Rav Shechayim's marshal, or much to release marshal. In Minneapolis, we have what's called Super America. I should say, in Minneapolis, they have what's called Super America. And a series of gas stations and quick marts. Every summer, starting about now, they have a special. Any size fountain drink for 49 cents. So the kids make a beeline for the 32-ounce cups. They fill it up with Mountain Dew as they zoom, you know, to have the caffeine to keep them alive. No ice. Ice displaces product. And they're walking with the 32-ounce to the tippy top. And they're scared to spill it in the store, in the street, in the car. Imagine if the manager says, for you kids, from kids, I've got 64-ounce cups. You could fill it to the 32 line, but it won't spill. If I say, that's our life. Hashem has given us all that we need, it's just in a larger container. So we always think we're losing something, we're leaving out, something is not there. We spend 90% of the time fetching about the 10% that we don't have, and 10% of the mice of time thanking Hashem for the 90% that we do have. If you think about it, you know it's true. You know, it is Memorial Day, we're getting close to July 4th. Constitution guarantees us 3 inalienable rights. Anybody know what they are? Life? Liberty? What's the third one? What's the third one? Pursuit of happiness. Not happiness. Pursuit of happiness. Because you are never guaranteed happiness. You will never be happy. Ain't other mates for chassi tavose biyad. When Bill Gates dies, they're going to write the poorest man in the world. Because he had 40 billion and he wanted 80 billion. The fellas that are only missing $10,000, they're the richest fellas in the world. Yesh Simonovitz in a sign. There's a lady in England. She wrote in her will she wanted to be buried in a Rolls Royce. Hope I'm not offending anybody that haven't seen a Rolls Royce in the parking lot. So if you have one, I'm not talking about you. But this lady wants to be buried in a Rolls Royce. So she died and they buried her in a Rolls Royce. Aside from taking 4 parking spots and getting the best gas mileage she's ever gotten, she got buried in the Rolls Royce. I was once in New York, Bryant Park, I remember. There was a fellow with t-shirts. The t-shirts he was selling said, the one who has the most toys and dies wins. That's the times of life. Doesn't say what you. But in other words, the toys keep on changing as you get older. The toys get more expensive. If only I had this car, that job, this account, that addition, that vacation home. And the minute you get it, it's something else. A friend of mine told me that in Florida there's something called greyhound racing. It's different than horse racing. Horses is horses and greyhound is dogs. But aside from the fact that this is horses and this is dogs, they're not an afternoon. Secretary, he's got a jockey, he's riding him, right? Cajoling, begging, threatening, begging. But who's going to get the dog to run fast? I have a patent called a mechanical rabbit. Looks like a rabbit, smells like a rabbit, runs like a rabbit, but it's a mechanical rabbit. And it's a guy in the radio control booth that keeps that rabbit just a little bit ahead of the lead dog. And that's how they motivate these 5 dogs to run. And they run the race. Because if that dog would bite the rabbit, the race is over. Shvita, they go on strike. We're crazy. It's a mechanical rabbit. It's over. That's life. That rabbit is right in front of you. And just as you're about to grab it, it moves away. Sure, you're guaranteed the inalienable right of the pursuit of happiness. You want to be happy? It's Torah. It's Tefillah. It's Ras Hashem. Rav Chatzkel. The grace of Rav Chatzkel. I was able to learn by Rav Chatzkel Avramsky. I learned in his house for a year. Last year of his life at night. Chavrusa. And he says, what does it mean, Talmidei Chachamim Mavim Shalom Ba'olam? For those that daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you say it once a week. For those that daven Nusach Sfarim, you say it 7 times a week. Daven Nusach Agrol, if there's a Shul City, you also say it after the Enkel Gani. What does it mean, Talmidei Chachamim? He says, does that mean like a fella knocks on somebody's door? Mrs. Goldstein, I heard you screaming at your husband, I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm here to make Shalom. I've got a card, I've got smicha. I'm an official Talmud Chacham. A Rebbe says that I can make Chacham, I'm a Chacham, I can make Shalom. Is that what it means? You knock on doors, scream at your kid, there's a problem between friends, partners, Talmud Chacham, Shalom Ba'ilam. Why are people upset? Why do people have kapedas? Because they're unhappy about life, he says. But a Talmud Chacham who has his Torah, his Ksais, his Rishonim and Achronim, he has a Simchas Achayim, Bal Yeshua. He's so happy that his wife becomes happy. And his children become happy. And his neighbors and his friends in shul and the community and the city and the world. That's the happiness we're looking for. Because the avoiding is all in the derech. It's not what we need, but how we get to what we need. It's not what happens to you, but what you do is what happens to you. So that when you daven Ezer Yom Hashem, you're already connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like a hofener. You're successful. There's no one more successful than you. You daven this morning, Shachar Shifrich HaMayim Libach Nechit Pnei Hashem. There's no one in the world more successful than you. Ezri may in by connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm with Hashem. Oysa Shemayim V'Oretz. I'm successful. That's what a bracha is. Whether it's Berachas HaTorah, Shvach Baidah, Basiti Torah Salenu. The you can't be netted from the world according to the Levush without Torah. The Berachas HaMitzvah, the privilege of being Mekayim HaMitzvah. Shoshali Kol Tzarki, realizing the whole world is created for me, and as I put on a pair of shoes, this is my world. Hashenu Matev Chalkinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be made that you should continue to grow, both this shul, and the night kol, and the hakel program, and the Muncie B'siyat HaMishmaya, the Yes HaSeis, the Yes HaOiz, the Gavaldik, the Yishmakai, and Leon and Avedis Hashem, you should be zechet to the greatest Simcha B'viyas HaGol, and Erev Yameinu.
Thank you.